So in today's gospel, we have the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And it makes you wonder or question, well, how is it possible? How is it possible that you can feed 5,000 people, right? With loaves, five loaves of bread and two fish, or just maybe not even 5,000. How can you feed like the 6 p.m. mass here? Right? Just not, don't even go that far, right? Just 6 p.m. mass. How many people we have? 500? 600? How can you feed 600 people with five loaves of bread and two fish? You know, it's not logical, right? And that's why many people, even some theologians, they say, miracle, I don't know. I don't know if Jesus actually did multiply the loaves and the fish and all. But it's not about the multiplying. It's more about people stop being selfish. And I'm sure if you dig into people's purses, you know, the ladies with the big purses, you know, dig in there. I mean, it's big. I'm sure you can find stuff. I'm sure you can find snacks. I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff there, right? I'm sure. It's not about the miracle, but it's about people sharing and not being selfish. That's kind of the lesson here. Jesus is trying to teach us a lesson. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? That's where people say, yeah, I can buy that. I can buy that. Well, do you want to know what's the answer to that? Wrong. Buzzer. Wrong. Okay? The miracle actually did occur. Correct? Miracle did occur. Jesus actually did multiply the loaves and the fish to feed everyone, right? Miracles do occur, right, in our lives. Do you believe in miracles? Yeah. And many people say, some people say, I don't believe in miracles. Other people say, yeah, I do believe in miracles, but I'm like 80 years old. Yes, I believe in miracles, but I haven't seen one yet. So then you don't believe in miracles, right? But this, the gospel here is crucial. This is the key. This is the formula, the secret recipe for miracles, right? I'll read it to you again. Jesus, taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. There's four key words here for a miracle to occur, the process of a miracle. The key words are take, bless, break, and give, right? If you need a miracle, this is the key. This is the pattern to follow. Take whatever problem, whatever issue you got going on. Maybe you're hungry, maybe you got issues. Take whatever problem you're going through, take it and bless. Give thanks to God and break. Offer it up to God as a sacrifice and give by helping others, right? What are the four steps again? And give. And let me give you some examples of this, okay? I've been here at St. Lucie for, about a year and a month, okay? So you've gotten to know me a little bit, and seems like I tell a lot of high school stories, but stuck in high school, okay? But this is a story of when I was a senior, right? A senior in high school, and I made a decision early on to join the seminary, but that involved giving up a lot of things, making a sacrifice. For example, I received academic scholarships to some good schools, top colleges, right across the street, Stanford. And I had to decline those offers if I wanted to join the seminary, right? And the seminary, there's two types. There's the major seminary and the minor seminary. The major seminary is like graduate studies. And the minor seminary is for undergraduate studies, college work, right? So if I joined right after high school, then I would be sent to the minor seminary. Exactly. Problem is, they don't have any minor seminaries close by. The only one they got back then was down in San Diego. Have you ever heard of University of San Diego? It's a nice campus up on the hill. Yeah, USD. Is that where you went? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, nothing wrong with USD, okay? But like I said, nothing wrong with USD, okay? Just disclaimer, okay? But I mean, if you had a choice, which school would you like to go, USD or Stanford? Oh, let me think. Right? Right? No? Am I wrong here? Right? Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I wasn't all that thrilled to go to USD. But hey, this is kind of what I have to do. I got to swallow my pride, and if that entails following God, and hey, I can do that. Yeah, sure. Okay, so I gave it all up, and I was all set to go to University of San Diego. Good to go. Well, June rolls along, and I get a letter saying, well, due to the low enrollment in the minor seminary, we will be closing down. So I am no longer accepted. Oh, what? You kidding me? And you remember when you're a senior? I mean, senior year, June, can you apply to any other colleges now? Huh? You're done. The deadline's over. Even late application, it's over. It's done. So I'm going crazy. I mean, it's June. I didn't even want to go there in the first place. All right? And now I'm denied from that place. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Right? I was in panic mode. And I just, like, this downward spiral. It's like, great. Now I have nowhere to go. What am I going to do? I'm going to be a lazy bum and just not go to college and just no future, no life, you know? But I read that gospel, today's gospel, and tried to follow the steps to take, bless, break, and give, that method. I took my disappointments, right, of my sadness, of maybe I was making the wrong decision, I don't know. But I took all those disappointments and decided to bless. Thank God for giving me this opportunity, a blessing, a purifying experience, a cleansing of my soul, right? Of my pride, thinking that maybe I was too good for this, right? And it brought a sense of humility. And my humbling experience, it really broke me down, right? It made me broken enough to offer everything to God with complete trust, right? Whether I was going to school or not going to school, to offer up my life to God. And giving, you know, rather than feeling sorry for myself, well, I could have done this, I could have done that, you know. I was helping out during the summer with the youth retreat. And then I got the phone call. The miracle, right? It was, back then it was Father Paul Locatelli, the president of Santa Clara University. He put the squeeze in, right? And he found out about the situation and he got me in September. I didn't know until September. Right? Didn't know until September. He got me in September. Turned out to be a great experience, you know? I mean, it's not like I wanted to go there anyways either, but it was okay. It turned out to be a great experience. True blessing. Because I was able to learn from the Jesuits, right? And they kind of put me on the fast track so I could just graduate early. So graduate in 3 years. Good buddy of mine, he did go to a top-tier school. He did go to Stanford, right? He did all the right things. All the right moves. He graduated with summa cum laude. I don't know. That's like the highest honor you can get. I think it's like straight A's or something like this, right? But his family is like, it's like middle class, which means he's not poor enough to get a scholarship. He's not rich enough to pay for everything either, right? So he graduates from Stanford, $100,000 debt. Yeah. Think twice about going to Stanford, you know. $100,000 debt, right? Like I said, he did all the right moves. And I mean, you graduate, $100,000 debt, what are you going to do? Better get to work, right? So job interview number one, decline. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 job interviews. No success, right? And he's scratching his head. I thought I did all the right things here. I went to a good school. I graduated with honors. What am I good for? I can't even get a job. And on top of that, I got this big debt. You know, what am I going to do, Steve? And I say, hey, well, at least you went to a top-tier school. Not me, you know. But I say, hey, just take it easy. Take it easy. You know, just try to follow this, okay? Take, bless, break, and give. Okay. He took his worries. He took his worries of having a big debt, no job, no future. Bless. Thanking God for an awesome experience, awesome education. He offered it up to God with complete trust. And using what little money he had, he used it to buy school supplies to the kids. And he used his time to help high school students improve their SAT scores as a tutor, right? And then the miracle occurs, right? Now he has so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it, right? People who are elderly, right, in their 80s, 90s, 100s, 110, 120, 130, 140, maybe not, okay? But people who are elderly people, right? And you say, oh, man, I got some aches here, a problem here, can't walk. The doctor says, this, I'm wrong, you know, I got some issues here and that. What's the problem now? And maybe it's something serious. You know, maybe you got something's clogged up. Maybe it's cancer, right? But how do we deal with illness? How do we deal with old age, right? Well, here you go, folks. Take, bless, break, and give. Take whatever illness, problem you're going through, right? And give thanks to God. You're 90 years old. What about the other 89 years old? You know, I mean, like, oh, that didn't count. No, of course that counted. You were healthy for 89 years, right? Give thanks to God. What about just today? You're 90 years old. Give thanks to God that you're alive today, right? And break, to offer that as a sacrifice for God. Offer up your pain, your suffering as a sacrifice and help others, right? Great example of this is St. John Paul II, right? As he was growing older and older and he was losing his, you know, abilities, and he would still go up there in the papal audience. He'd be like this. He'd be drooling, you know? But it's a testament of humanity. And of how even at an old age, he wants to be a witness, right? Our current Pope, Pope Francis, he says, yeah, I'm getting old. I'm getting older. Yeah. But he says, I pray every day as I get older and older, I pray every day that I may be a vintage old wine, not a wine gone sour. You see? A couple that I know, they're struggling in their marriage relationship, you know, and they have 5 kids. I mean, the 5 kids alone should be difficult enough, but now they're struggling in their marriage relationship, right? And here we go. Take, bless, break, and give. You know, they took their marriage troubles of infidelity, of abuse, of problem with the in-laws. They focused on the bless, the positive. Give thanks to God for knowing each other for over 20 years, the gift of children, 5 of them, wonderful memories, and break. They want to offer up their struggles to God with complete trust, right? And that's far as I know about that couple so far, but it's logical now, isn't it? What seemed to be so illogical, feeding of the 5,000, it's only logical if they follow these steps, something good's going to happen, don't you think? Right? Even whether they stay together or whether they get divorced, something good is going to happen. A miracle is going to occur, right? Which leads us to the miracle of all miracles. In a few moments, during the liturgy of the Eucharist, you will hear the words. Pay attention. You will literally hear the words during the liturgy of the Eucharist. You will hear the words, take, bless, broken, given, right? The body and blood of Christ as a sacrifice for our salvation, to give us strength and to prove to us, yes, there can be miracles. You want to see? Watch me. There it is. Every time we go to Mass, right? And as the second reading clearly reminds us, if we believe it, if we believe in the miracle, right? Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, right? So ask yourself this week, okay, for your homework, what's going on? What's going on? Okay, what's troubling me here? What's troubling me here? What issues I got going on? What kind of miracles do I need? Right? And follow the steps of the way Jesus teaches on the gospel today. What are the four steps again? To take whatever problem, issue you got going right now, and bless. Give thanks to God. And break, offer it up to God as a sacrifice with complete trust. And give by helping others. And I guarantee you, something good will come out of this. Literally, seriously, a miracle will happen.